Hey, Pastor Thomas here, and we're looking at the Children's Catechism, and we're looking at the fall. Last time we looked at what sin was. Sin is any lack of conformity to or transgression of the law of God. What does it mean by lack of conformity? By not doing or being what God requires. And then what is any transgression of the law of God? Doing what God forbids. That's what sin is. Sin is doing what God tells us not to do, or not doing what God tells us to do. And that's what sin is. But today's question is, what does every sin deserve? What does every sin deserve? Not just big sins, not just sins that get you in trouble. Every sin. Every time that we do something that God commands us not to do, or not doing something that God commands us to do. What does every sin deserve? The wrath and curse of God. And why is this important? When we looked at the covenant of life, we looked at the covenant of life is a covenant is a relationship that God establishes with us and guarantees by His word. That a covenant is a pinky promise made by God, and God always does what He says He will do. And He made a covenant of life with Adam, and Adam sinned against God. And the punishment, what God threatened in the covenant of life, the punishment was death. For disobeying God, and Adam disobeyed God. So God is true to His promises. God does what He says He will do, and that's a good thing, and we'll look at that when we look at the covenant of grace. But when it comes to sin, every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. So God does what He says He will do, and He does this with Adam. He threatened death with Adam, with the punishment of death if he disobeyed God, and he sinned against God. So God is true to His word. But the second thing is that God is holy and just. That God sees all things. He can't sweep things under the rug. Now you might see something happen. Someone get, you might hit your brother, or your brother might hit you, or something like that. That this happens to you. And justice is seeing that something happen. That someone recognized that that's a bad thing. Imagine if a policeman saw someone stealing someone else's things. And they just did nothing about it. That's not justice. Justice is them getting what they stole back. Justice is seeing this. And God is just. God is holy. God has to deal with sin. Because if He didn't, then He would be unjust. And He wouldn't be holy. So God, every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. And this is bad news for us, because we are sinners. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Now, wages is you work and do a job and you get paid your wages. So what happens when you do sin? You get paid the wages of sin. And the wages of sin is death. And all have sinned, the Bible also says, and all fall short of the glory of God. So, you sin, I sin, and every sin deserves the wrath and curse of God. And this is somewhat bad news, but we find that there's good news to come. Good news in the covenant of grace, but we've first got to look through a little bit more about the effects of the fall on you and me. But what does every sin deserve? The wrath and curse of God.